Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man, with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Thursday morning, first day of June 2023, 14 minutes past the hour. And we're having a good time here this morning with our Family Feud game. Our friend, we have heard from our friend Lee. It's probably been over a month since we heard from him, and he's out there this morning, and we're very glad of that. We had a call coming in there right as we were going to break, so if that was you, give us a buzz back here. 740-751-4038. You know, I was thinking about, during the break, I was thinking about the Christopher Reeve story that I told a few weeks ago here on the station. I think it's such a poignant story. You know, Christopher Reeve was the famous actor, very sports-oriented guy who portrayed Superman in the movies. And he ended up getting in a horse riding accident in the 1990s. That paralyzed him from the neck down. And his wife went to him and said, you know, you're still you, but if you want to leave this life, we'll find out a way to do that. And Christopher Reeve was thinking about this, and a doctor walked in the room and said, turn over. And Christopher Reeve says, he's trying to tell the doctor, I can't turn over, I'm paralyzed from the neck down. And the doctor insists, turn over, we're here to check your prostate. And Christopher Reeve is just horrified by this because there's nothing he can do. And the doctor pulls down his mask, and it's Robin Williams, his old classmate from college. And Christopher Reeve said in that moment, he knew he wanted to live. Because if he could laugh, he could live. And he went on to lead a very productive life, even though he was paralyzed from the neck down. So you never know what's around the corner. Even in the bleakest of moments, something can happen that day that can turn everything around. And, you know, I think that's important. And again, I think these numbers are important. The Marion County 24-hour crisis referral line is 740-383-2273. You know, everybody can use some help from time to time. That's the Marion County 24-hour crisis referral line, 740-383-2273. And the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline is 1-800-273-8255. That's 1-800-273-8255. All right. Phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. 17 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. The Family Feud category is name a place stressed out people go to feel better. We've got bar. That was number two. Beach was number three. Church was number four. So we've still got the number 1, 5, and 6 answers. Still 3 to go on the list here today. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Bar was 2. 21 people said bar. Beach was 3. 9 people said beach. And church was 4. 4 people said church. 740-751-4038. Still three answers left to go here. Go ahead, caller.
They go to 107.1 FM.
Well, you know what? Who wouldn't want to come here? This is the morning pick-me-up every day.
Well, how about a sauna?
Sauna, yes. Spa sauna. That's number one. I've never been to a sauna. Have you been to a sauna?
No, I haven't.
You know, they seem very popular.
I don't get that stressed out, apparently. I don't know.
No, I guess I haven't been driven to that point. Well, hey, thanks for tuning in.
All right.
All right, the spa sauna was number one on the list. So we've got spa sauna, bar, beach, and church. Still two answers left on the list. Does anybody know what they are? Name a place stressed out people go to feel better. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name a place stressed out people go to feel better. Spa sauna was number one. 23 people said the spa. 21 people said the bar. 9 people said the beach. 4 people said the church. But there are still two left. What are they? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Where do stressed out people go to feel better? Go ahead, caller.
Yes. What about like going out in nature, wildlife? That's what I do.
Yeah, that's a very calming thing to do out by water or something like that.
Yeah.
Not on the list, but I'm with you on that one.
All right. Thanks, Scott.
Not nature. Not the water, unfortunately. Name a place stressed out people go to feel better. We've got the spa, the bar, the beach, and the church. Still two answers left to go. Does anybody know what they are? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Still two answers left to go here. Name a place stressed out people go to feel better. Spa had 23 people. Bar had 21. Beach had 9. Church had 4. But there are still two answers left. 21 minutes past the hour. Does anybody know what the two answers left are? Name a place. Let's try this again. Name a place stressed out people go to feel better. Name a place stressed out people go to feel better. Spa, bar, beach, and church are the answers we have. Still two left to go. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Well, maybe this is a correct answer coming our way. Go ahead, caller.
How about the movies?
Not the movies, but that's a good one. Not the movies, but that's not a bad guess. We get down to these final answers, and I'll tell you, it gets difficult. Name a place stressed out people go to feel better. The spa is number one, bar number two, beach number three, church number four. Still two left on the list. We're not even down to the final one yet. Still two left. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name a place stressed out people go to feel better. 23 minutes past the hour as we're chugging down the line here this morning. Voice of a People with Linda Sims today, 10:15 to 12 noon. And Adam the Computer Guy, 12:15 to 1 p.m. today, right here on WGH Talk. All right. Well, they're the final two answers. But does anybody know what those final two answers are? Name a place stressed out people go to feel better. 23 people said the spa. 21 people said the bar. 9 people said the beach. Four people said the church. What are those final two answers? Well, if we get them, we'll be happy campers here this morning. Don't forget our big 9th anniversary special next week. I believe that's June the 8th from 7:10 until 9 p.m. on this station. You're not going to want to miss that for love nor money. All right, what are the final two answers here? Name a place stressed out people go to feel better. Spa, bar, beach, and church are what we have. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Well, we've gotten into an interesting place here today where I think we've ran into another stumper like we did yesterday with the hair question. Well, let's see here. Where stressed out people go to feel better. Well, I'll tell you, the final two answers are kind of tricky, I guess we might say. They're a little tricky, maybe. I guess depends on who's asking the questions. Go ahead, caller.
They go to see a friend. They go to a friend's house.
You know,
with a friend.
Not a friend's house, but that's a good one.
Mm, they go home to mom?
No going home to mom. All
right.
We'll keep working. No friend's house and no going home to mom. My goodness. Name a place stressed out people go to feel better. Spa, bar, beach, church. Two left to go. We haven't heard from Sarah in a while. I hope she's doing okay. I bet you it's been 2 or 3 weeks since we heard from Sarah. Hope she's doing well. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name a place stressed out people go to feel better. Still two left on the list here. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
How about going out and get something to eat?
You know, food, that's a good one for a lot of people. Not on the list, but a good guess.
I can't hear you.
I said, no, it's a good guess, not on the list.
Okay.
Good guess, but not on the list here today. Name a place stressed out people go to feel better. Spa, bar, beach, and church. Those are the answers that we've revealed so far. There are still two more on the list here today. Who's got the final two? 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Some people, when they're stressed out, they go to a restaurant and eat.
No eating. That's a good one, too, though. I know a lot of people who do that.
All right, I'm trying, Scott.
Okay. Eating. Keep on trying. We're trying to work on these last two. They're kind of difficult here today. Two still left on the list. Eating, not one of them, unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on who you are. 27 minutes past the hour here, WGH Talk Time. Name a place stressed out people go to feel better. We got the spa, we got the bar, we got the beach, we've got the church. Still two answers left to go. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
You rang?
Hey, where you been?
Around.
Have you just been avoiding me?
Why would I do that, Scott?
I don't know. I didn't hear from you in a long time, and I thought, my goodness, what's
well,
going on?
I have to go because I'm at work, but we can talk about all my life. The league sort of inspired me. So if he is big enough to get on here and talk about suicide, I have had a lot of family problems. And it's a lot to unpack, Scott, but is it enough just to call it and say that, like, I missed you?
Yes. Well, we missed you too, and I hope, and yes, Lee, for doing that. I appreciate that he did that. That
yeah, because that was that. You know, that you always say that there are certain things that we shouldn't be so quick to judge others on, and, you know, put the stigma on others and everything. And I'll just go ahead and say it. One of my kids is on drugs and fentanyl.
Oh, gosh.
And it's a lot to deal with.
Well, it absolutely is. How old is the kid?
24.
24. Well, you know, have you tried contacting any of the places? I know there's a lot of...
Oh, I didn't try anything. I personally called his parole officer, and he's headed to prison. He just got out of prison for aggravated drug trafficking on March 2nd.
Oh.
And it's felony parole in this town is a joke. When I called the parole officer, my son hadn't even been getting drug tested. I said he got out of prison on March 2nd for aggravated drug trafficking. He's on parole, and he wasn't even being drug tested, Scott.
My God.
The system is broken. The system is broken.
Well, I wonder why that is a terrible thing to hear.
Well, it's kind of like just let the junkies fall through the cracks and let them kill themselves. I know when he overdosed one time years ago before he went to prison the first time, because his drug of choice used to just be meth or whatever, and now he's progressed to fentanyl. But he tried heroin and meth together once before he went to prison. And people on Crime Chronicles were saying, thank God that they got to him with the Narcan in time, but people on Crime Chronicles were saying, just let him die. Just another junkie. Just let him die.
You know, let me say that, because heaven knows I've been...
I'll be tuning in, Scott,
yeah, just keep listening.
The transit doesn't wait for anyone, but I missed you.
I missed you, and I'm glad you're out there.
And hi, Lee. We missed you, too. And gotcha. Scott, it's all right. Don't hurt yourself.
That's right. Stay well. Everybody stay well and stay with us.
Exactly.
All right. Thanks. All right. Well, Sarah, here's what I wanted to say. You know, these people write stuff on the Internet, and they write stuff in the newspaper. And to be honest with you, it doesn't amount to a hill of beans. I've been through all that garbage, and you know what? It passes. It's not anything important. And, you know, I know it's a hard thing when somebody in your family is on drugs. I don't think I've ever experienced that, and I'm just lucky. I mean, because it can happen to anybody. But it happens to way more many people than you think, and you know what? It's not a black eye or anything like that, and you do the best you can, because those situations are just difficult to deal with. So I can certainly understand why Sarah's been tied up, but, you know, you make the best decisions you can, and you certainly... We do not want anybody leaving this life early from anything, drug overdoses or suicides or anything. We want people to stick around as long as they can. That's what we want here. Go ahead, caller.
It's me, Scott.
Yes.
Now, I haven't listened to you. I've been on the phone. I'm not going to go into this, but after you get off today at 10, give me a call and I'll give you the number. There's one thing. I think Lee said he had Medicaid, if I'm not mistaken.
I think he did.
And there's a way, if you've been on Social Security disability or something, 24 months, you could get Medicare. See, there's a lot of stuff into this. And I'm not going to get into it because I was told so much stuff. I just wrote some notes down.
Now, is there a number to call or something?
Yes, I'm going to give you you want me to give it to you?
Yeah, because Lee's out there listening, and I want him to have it.
Okay. Okay, it's
740.
382-6763.
Now, is there any particular person to talk to?
Well, Juanita's the receptionist, and she was the one telling me, and the other person is the that does handle, she does the Medicare. You know, when you sign up, you know, you have that, to sign up for Medicare, and then when people, you know, retire, they sign up.
Right.
She's not in there yet, but she'll be in there shortly. But, yeah, she thinks you can call, and she can tell her some stuff, and then she can talk to the other person if they want to.
All right.
There's a lot of stuff to, I mean, I was told so much stuff. I wrote on this little card, but, it just gets all... Why they can't make this so simple and just help people is beyond me. But, of course, you know, they kind of know that stuff through doing Medicare. People come in there all the time, you know, about that stuff. So I know they would know more about it. So you could give them a call anytime, and they could help you or, you know, try to
steer you in the right direction.
Huh?
I say steer you in the right direction.
Yeah, because she said there's a way that if, let's see, I wrote this down. I think if you get Medicaid, I don't know if you're more low income, and you've got it for 24 months, then on something, then you can get Medicare, I believe. That's like, you know, so I think you have to explain it, because it just gets so, to be complicated, I just don't.
No, I understand. Yeah, the number, 740-382-6763, 740-382-6763, and Lee, if you need that number to be... call in and I'll give it to you personally, but I hope you wrote that down, because give them a call. You never know who can reach out and give you a helping hand. Hey, thanks, Judy.
Yeah, and if you can, Scott, I told her you might, she said for you to give her a call. So if you want to give a call and just find out a few things, I don't know what you know about his situation, you could do that.
Yeah, sounds good. I might do that.
Okay, then. Goodbye.
Thank you. All right. Now, see, that is the point. You never know what good can come out of a morning. Now, who'd have thought we'd have a phone number here of possibly a solution to a problem? And you never know. I mean, maybe it will, maybe it won't, but who knows? It's worth giving a try. 740-382-6763. I guess the moral of the story this morning, whether it's Lee's problems or Sarah's problems, we all got problems. But you know what? You work through them. You work through them. And it'll end up okay. It'll end up okay. It's going to be fine. All right. 740-751-4038. Give us a buzz here. Well, I thought we had somebody giving us a buzz there, but it looks like they went by the wayside. Okay, let's try this here again. All right. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
I'm going to your barber and get your hair cut.
You know, sometimes that does take the stress off you. No going to the barber, but a good guess.
Nice.
No going to the barber, but certainly not a bad guess at all. Our category here, 36 minutes past the hour, name a place stressed out people go to feel better. Spa, bar, beach, church, and two answers left to go. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. All righty. What are those final two answers? Not the barber. Spa was number one, 23 people. Bar was number two, 21 people. Beach was number three, 9 people. Church was number four, 4 people. And then there are two answers left. Now, I'll give you this. They're a little different. Well, I think it's the way the question is worded that makes them a little different. Is probably what's going on here. Okay, 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Since it's now legal, Scott, how about the dispensary?
Oh, you've been there a few times, haven't you?
They're building one a mile from my house.
Well, that'll make life more convenient for you.
But, if somebody said bar, I think dispensary would be... let's say a potentially good answer.
No dispensary. But today's your birthday, right?
Another pun. We'd like to see that on there. How's that for two good puns?
That's good.
It's a potentially good answer, and we'd like to see that because I think it's a good answer.
Yeah, now, today's your birthday, right?
Is it? Oh, goodness sakes, it is. That's why you probably didn't recognize my voice.
Well, you've told us so many times on the weather report and things. I don't know how I can miss it.
Well, you know, you get older, you sweat a little more, so I probably... don't smell too good, but that's okay. I'm over the phone.
Well, happy birthday.
Yeah, it's a really big, big, fat, juicy one next year, but this year is kind of a boring one.
This year, this one's a little short this year, but next year you'll hit a milestone birthday.
Can you get Sam to call and wish me a happy one next year?
Well, maybe. You never know.
Okay, I'll just try to... I want to wish posthumous happy birthday. As you know, I love Rene Auberjonois, of course, a co-star of Benson, whom when he was with us, you talked to many times. And, of course, Morgan Freeman, the golden-voiced actor from Shawshank Redemption. And my father's sister, Aunt Sue, also was born on this date, of course, well before I was born. So many, many great people were born, plus a friend of mine, Ron G., who listens to the station sometimes in Marion. So many, and Mrs. Joe DiMaggio. You know she was born today, right?
No, I did not know that, but that's interesting.
Mrs. Joe DiMaggio, yes.
Mrs. Joe DiMaggio. Now, yes, she's still with us?
Unfortunately not.
Oh, she's went on to her her reward.
Yeah, she'd be quite old if she were, but when in her time, she was very beautiful and quite a talented actress. And I think a lot of actresses, even Madonna, for example, emulate her in a bit. So many people share this first day of what some people call summer, anniversary of the womb exit. So I'm certainly privileged to bring that list. Certainly Morgan Freeman, you got to love the guy. And since you especially visited the site of the Shawshank Redemption.
That's true. I've done it in Mansfield, and I've done it in Upper Sandusky.
Yeah, you may have seen that question on Facebook, Scott. Somebody asked, what actor or actress would you like to do a narrative of your life? But you're not allowed to say Morgan Freeman, because his voice is so good. It's like, who else would you say? So you're not allowed
James to. Earl Jones.
He would certainly be up there. Lauren Green might be my answer. I always liked his voice.
He's dead, isn't he?
Yes, but that voice, great baritone or whatever it is. So, okay, well, I gave an answer. I thought it was appropriate.
Well, maybe one will come up here. Well, you know, you'll be celebrating today with your
bar. Yeah, I mean, a friend's house. That's a good answer. I mean, when I'm stressed, I go to the gym. I don't go to the spa, but I don't think it would be like to the gym to lift weights or use the treadmill, even though I think that's a good answer because fitness really does help with your mental state. So hopefully somebody said that, but I guess they said spa or sauna instead. And I think barber is a good answer. People always feel better after a haircut. Maybe you save on shampoo or whatever the deal is.
Still two answers left. And
definitely listen to WWGH. That's a great answer.
Well, this morning has been quite the sharing morning, but I appreciate that. But both of our listeners have done that and feel comfortable enough to do that.
Yeah, I wanted to, you know, I was thinking a little bit about Lee, of course, with my answer. Lee, please, you're a great guy. I mean, I had the pleasure of meeting Lee. I mean, he's a character. You know, that's kind of why we get along. We're both characters. Very smart man. Yeah, good voice. He'd be a good radio commentator. Of course, he kind of is when he calls. So, please, Lee, do what's needed. You have my number. If you need a friend to talk to, you can add me to the list.
There you go.
So, that's about all I have to say. Glad to hear Sarah again.
Yeah, I did not know what happened to Sarah, but I certainly understand now.
Our favorite CDL person. I guess that we would call her. And life marches on. Certainly, we have we're in a drought, Scott. There's not any rain forecast for a week and a half.
Well, that's okay. You know, it's not summer yet.
I don't know this climate change. I mean, we're a little bit above normal high temperature, not a lot above, but the drought. It's like every day I'm watering my flowers. So that's how it goes. That's all I had for you. Wouldn't want to let you down. So you have a nice day.
Happy birthday.
Bye-bye.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. And there's another person who cares too, Adam. So call Adam up. He'll talk to you all night long. You want somebody to talk to, he'll keep you on the phone for days. You won't have time to think about anything else. All right, 43 minutes past the hour. Oh, man. The category, name a place stressed out people go to feel better. 43 minutes past the hour here. Spa was number one. Bar was number two. Beach was three. Church was four. Still two answers left on the list. Go ahead, caller.
Did anybody say a friend's house or go visit somebody?
No friend's house on the list. Good guess. No friend's house on the list, but not a bad guess. Name a place. place stressed out people go to feel better. Spa, bar, beach, church. Two answers left to go. Who's got them? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Does anybody know the answers? Two left to go. You know, four people each said these answers. So it's kind of interesting. 74 degrees and sunny skies here in Marion. Having a tough time getting our final two answers here today. Name a place stressed out people go to feel better.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm going to say the movies.
Not the movies, but a good guess.
No movies on the list here today, but not a bad guess. Name a place stressed out people go to feel better. Spa, bar, beach, church, and two answers left. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. All righty. Well, who's got the final two answers? We know there are people out there today. Apparently, we've just got difficult answers here today. That might be our most difficult problem. How many times can I say difficult in a little soliloquy there? Name a place stressed out people go to feel better.
Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say to go to like yoga or meditate. Those meditation.
Not yoga, but that's close to one of the answers.
Not yoga, but that's, well, I don't know if it's close or not. It's similar to one of the answers, I guess, is what I would say. All right.
Go ahead, caller.
Couple answers, Scott. I just thought of this first one. Did somebody say like a counselor, psychiatrist?
No psychologist on the list.
Didn't you call the Fraser Crane?
What could only help?
People did, at least for 11 years on TV. Okay, that's one I just thought of, which I thought was actually a good answer, but I don't know if anybody said that. The other answer I thought of is boring, but who knows, it's bad enough it might be there. A sporting event, a baseball game, root for your favorite team?
No sporting event on the list.
Okay. Wouldn't you think that psychiatrist, psychologist would be there?
Obvious
answer. I mean, that's kind of obvious to me.
Well, I'll tell you, psychologist and psychiatrist are not on the list, but there is something on here that would be, I probably considered in the medical industry.
Okay. How about like your pharmacist to get your Valium or some other medication? I mean, I already said dispensary, which is similar, but your pharmacist to get your Valium or your Xanax or other prescription that might make you be in a better mood filled?
Not your pharmacist.
Okay, another good answer, right?
Yeah. Well, have you got your volume for your birthday?
My Valium.
Volume.
I got my Viagra. I confuse those. They both start with a V and they have six letters.
Well, what are you going to do with that? You have nowhere to go.
That's a good question. That's a very, very, very good question, Scott.
Well, that's why I'm here.
It's kind of like having a gasoline with no car.
Yeah, it's like going to Disney World, sitting in the parking lot. So that's what it'll be like today.
Similar to psychiatrist or psychologist, you know, social worker, I mean, is it something like that, like a person you sit down and talk to?
No, it's not somebody you'd sit down and talk to, but it's something in the medical industry.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I said pharmacist. I don't know. I mean, just your family doctor. But I mean, I'd call the Fraser Crane show.
Actually, both of these answers, honestly, now one of them could possibly not be a medical thing, but both of them could be technically falling under the medical industry.
I don't know. I mean, I see your psychologist, psychiatrist, go to the dispensary, see your pharmacist for your refill of your prescription. I mean, that's kind of what I'm thinking, and
no.
I mean, those are all kind of medical. I don't know.
We'll see if it pops in your head.
Well, Okay, well, we'll see you later.
All right. Oh, my God. You know, is today just the weirdest day? I don't know. You know, that last call there from Adam, that was horrifying. But anyway, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. How can an innocent conversation about volume or value turn into that kind of conversation? You know, you go from G to PG-13 all of a sudden. 740-751-4038. Name a place stressed out people go to feel better.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
How about a counselor?
Not a counselor, but a good guess.
Not a counselor, but not a bad guess. Name a place stressed out people go to feel better. Spa, bar, beach, church. Two answers left to go with 10 minutes, 50 minutes past the hour here. 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
Okay, now I just tuned in, so I have missed all the answers. Would it be to a spa, to rest in a hot tub?
Well, the answers we have, spa was number one, bar was number two, beach was three, and church was four. We have those four.
Okay, to go when you're stressed out.
To go when you're stressed out. And the final two answers both kind of have a little bit of a medical side to them.
A medical side, okay. Rehab, rehabilitation.
Rehabilitation, number six on the list. You got it.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
All right, a rehab. Number six on the list. Absolutely. Now we're down to one. One answer left, 51 minutes past the hour. Name a place stressed out people go to feel better. Spa, bar, beach, church, and rehab. One answer left to go.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
I'm going to say a hospital.
Not a hospital.
Not a hospital. Name a place stressed out people go to feel better. Spa, bar, beach, church, and rehab. Those are the answers that we have. One answer left to go.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
To a gym to work out.
Not a gym, but a good guess.
Not a gym, but not a bad guess. Name a place stressed out people go to feel better. Spa, bar, beach, church, and rehab are what we have so far.
Go ahead, caller.
A batting cage.
Not a batting cage.
Not a batting cage, but not a bad answer here. Name a place stressed out people go to feel better. Spa, bar, beach, church, and rehab are the five answers that we have. One answer left to go here.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
On a hike.
Not a hike.
No hike on the list today. But we do like to tell people to take a hike. Name a place stressed out people go to feel better. Spa, bar, beach, church, and rehab. One answer left. What could it be? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What is our final answer here this morning? All right. And again, that number for Lee, if you didn't get that number, 740-382-6763. Go ahead, caller.
I was going to say gambling, but they would feel worse. I would think they wouldn't win.
Yeah, no gambling.
Is it in the health field?
It could be. I mean, it's not always in the health field. It's not a strict health thing, but it could be.
Okay.
All right. It's not always in the health field, so I'm kind of skittish to say that it has to do with health in general. But some doctors will kind of deal in this. But it's also a recreational thing. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Running? Jogging?
Not running. Not running or jogging. That doesn't make our particular list here today. 54 minutes past the hour. All right, let's see what we've got here. Go ahead, caller.
How about a chiropractor?
Chiropractor's getting close.
Okay.
You're getting close. Chiropractor is probably the closest answer we've had so far. That's close. Very close. Go ahead, caller.
Driving a race car or a car real fast?
No cars. No driving cars very fast. Chiropractor is very close. 55 minutes past the hour here. WGH talk time. Go ahead, caller.
Race car or car real fast?
Go ahead.
Acupuncture?
Not acupuncture. Not acupuncture, but that's not a bad guess either. All right, that's close. That's in the neighborhood we want to be in here. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
They go to the vet to have the cat's hairball removed.
Boy, it took a long time to get that hairball removed yesterday.
How about acupuncture, then?
Not acupuncture. That's a good one, though. Yeah. Did you hear Adam's answer here on his birthday? I mean, honest to God, does he try to put this into a Howard Stern tone every day or what?
Well, I think it must be just a really important day to him, and he's getting the most out of it.
But there's nobody else around. I mean, I don't even understand that.
Maybe he needs to go to the dispensary.
Maybe he needs to go meet somebody.
In there.
Go down to the dispensary and chill out.
I got to tell you, we were down in Florida a little while ago, and we brought back some gator meat, so we're going to have some snapping good pizzas coming up this summer.
Oh, that sounds good. Gator meat pizza.
Gator meat.
My goodness. That's
got to figure out how to pair it with something else.
Yeah, we'll have to pair that up. Well, that'd be a unique pizza, that's for sure.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, thanks. A snapping good pizza. Gator meat pizza. How about that? 57 minutes past the hour here, WGH talk time. I just learned Linda Sims will not be on today. She has an appointment to go to, but she will be back next week. And I'll be back tomorrow morning, of course, 57 minutes past the hour here. Oh, my. Answers galore. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say a massage.
That's it, a massage parlor.
You had 54.
Well, and it still took us an hour to get all the answers.
I know, but when you hear, like, that one, the car, the looking in the mirror and stuff, you hear so many answers, and then you try to say some that weren't. You know when you hear them?
I know.
Stuff.
We eventually
That's
got...
That's why you don't get them, because, you know, there's so many called in, you think, well, this was it, and this was it, and it wasn't. And stuff, and I thought, I know he's had this before.
Well, I'm certainly glad we got here. The old massage parlor, that's right. Thank you.
Probably if you had it again tomorrow, we'd probably still have
trouble. Well, we'll still take an hour doing it. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
All right. So the category again, name a place stressed out people go to feel better. Spa, bar, beach, church, massage parlor, and rehab. Those were the answers today. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
I was wondering, you were giving a number out for Lee. Had something happened?
Well, Lee called in. We heard from him this morning, and he's having some trouble at home, and he's worried about staying in his house. And we're trying to help him do that. He said on the air earlier on that he had tried to commit suicide, and that's why he ended
up.
Yeah, but this was a month ago. He's doing okay. He's with us this morning. He's he went to the nursing home, but he got home yesterday, but he's having trouble at home. So he just needs some help trying to get to be able to stay in his home and get some medical help. And so that was the number somebody called in, 740-382-6763. So if you have any ideas or help you want to lend out, he's probably out there listening.
Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye. Yep, that's what it's all about. So Lee and Sarah, who we heard from again this morning. Sarah, so good to hear from you. Lee, the number 740-382-6763. Take care of yourself. Don't do anything. We want you back here tomorrow morning starting at 8:15. I want to hear from both Sarah and Lee tomorrow morning at 8:15. All right. We're done for the day. Hope everybody has a great, great day. June the 1st, 2023. For this day, Scott Spears heading for the dungeon.
You're listening to WWGH Radio LPFM Marion, Ohio, the place for the best guests and talk. From Joey Diori at WGN's Bozo the Clown.
Before we wrap up, I'll ask, and you can or can't, can you do something in the Bozo voice for those people?
You know, the funny thing is, and as I mentioned before, my voice and Bozo's pretty much ended up sounding the same. I'll tell you one quick story. My wife and I were having dinner in a restaurant, and my wife said something funny, and I